We're thankful this morning to be here with you all and to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. If you're visiting with us, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You are the honor guest of the audience, and we do believe that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. For one to be saved, they must believe in a Jesus the Christ who hung on Calvary's Hill. And we believe that not because we ever witnessed it with our own eyes. We believe that because we read it in the book called the Bible. Now, our faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when one believes that, they must hear it, believe it with all of their heart, repent of their sin, confess Jesus to be the Son of God. Then they must be buried with him in baptism to contact the blood of Jesus, which will wash away their sins. And then the Lord would agitate on the church in the Bible, and that is the church of Christ. And we believe in the oneness of the church, the oneness of the Lord, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We believe in one God and Father of all, and one body, which is the church. And that church mentioned in the Bible is the church of Christ. That's the only one you ever hear preach about here, because that's the way we believe. We're going to hold to it. Is that right?
Amen.
Galatians chapter number 1. We're going to look at the book of Galatians, written by the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was writing to the churches in Galatia. And we're going to look at that book, so you can be reading ahead. Paul, in chapter 1, was stating his position. And that's what I want to focus on this morning for a few minutes. Not of men, neither by man. So Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 1, Paul, an apostle.
Not of men.
Now, he's letting them know his apostleship is not because of men. Neither did a man appoint it. Jesus,
but by Jesus
got him
Christ
on the road of Damascus, and he became an apostle. But he said, by Jesus Christ and the God the Father who raised
him from
Jesus
the dead.
So he's letting them know that when he speaks, he's speaking not because of what man taught him or what man has said. He's speaking because he's guided by God, Jesus Christ, and God the Father. He's ministering to the world for them. He's guided by the Holy Spirit. We know that because the scripture teaches in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. We know that. In John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he would guide them into all truth. 2 Peter 1:20-21, Peter said, knowing this first, no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So Paul was guided by the Holy Spirit. He let them know that. And it's one thing to understand that. All of us must understand that we must have a firm belief in the Bible that is not from some man. These men wrote as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. That's why we can trust it. Some people say Paul was a male chauvinist because he spoke against women speaking out in the church. And let's get that in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 11. And this is the role of the woman in the church. Paul speaks about that not because he was a male chauvinist. He spoke about this because he was guided by the Holy Spirit to say this. That's why we don't have women preachers and women lead song service and women praying. That's not their role to be up in the church. They ought to be silent. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp the authority over the man.
But to be in silence.
God said that. Paul wrote it to Timothy, not because it was Paul's idea, not because Paul had something to do with women, against women, but because the Holy Spirit guided him to write that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And the verse is number 33. God is not an author of confusion. He didn't do this. Paul wasn't a chauvinist. He said what God said for him to say. And listen to the Bible. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
For God is not the author of confusion.
But of peace.
But of peace.
As in all
churches.
So they were standing up and everybody was talking. Paul said, y'all be silent. But he also told men to be silent. Because they were talking out of course. That's why we don't have multiple song leaders and multiple preachers. All of us talking at the same time is considered out of order. So he told men to be silent in that text as well when they were out of order. So God ordained this. God God said it. Paul was guided by the Holy Spirit. It had nothing to do with him, because what he said is not from men, neither are men. Listen to what the Bible says. Let your women
keep silent in the churches.
Well, it's not permitted. God didn't give them permission to preach.
To speak.
That's why women, it's not that they're inferior to us. Just like God made the man the head of the home. Amen. Amen. He made the man the head. He gave us muscles he didn't give women. Amen. A man can try to walk and talk like a woman, he'll never be a woman. Amen. No matter how cute you look, you're not a woman. Amen. And why I want to reverse that's what's going on in the world today. They want us to accept the reverse of the role. No, God has spoke on this matter, and we must respect it. Amen. I'm the head of my home. Amen. And any woman who's spiritual have no problem with a man being the head of her. Have no problem with that. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. Got nothing to do with inferiority, but protection. I guarantee you, with no woman, nobody walk in my home and hurt Sharon before they get to me. They got to come through Brooks. And every man who's a weak-kneed man and send his wife to the door is a weak man. That's what he is. Yeah, I don't have no tolerance for men who touch women either, just in case you want my opinion. You're a weak-kneed man. You're weak, brother. You're weak. You need help. Don't you pick on somebody your own size. Yeah. Go bore up one of them brothers and see what happens. A weak joke going to try to bow up on a woman, hit her, slapping her and pushing her around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't never had no. I got zero tolerance. Respect. You lose respect. When I find out a man done hit a woman, I don't respect you no more. It's disrespectful. Say the role of the, what are you saying, brother? I'm saying the role is in place for a reason. And a woman who has, well, I just ain't going to be subject to no man. Well, you can't be a spiritual woman then. You're not spiritual. Understand your role. Amen, somebody. Yeah, God put the man to protect you, just like he did the church. He wants the brother, men leading the church. We are in front, on the front line to kill the wolf before he get to the sheep. That's all God done. It wasn't inferiority. He put men in place for it. Amen. And we ought to be men. That's the problem in the church today. A lot of men ain't being men. Somebody told me out there, why you beating up on the men? Y'all need to be beat up on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, they need to be beat up on. You got to beat up on them. And the man just weak, just weak, weak. Well, step up, bro. Man up. Yeah, that's what you need to do. God made you the man to be the man. Amen. Don't drop your heads now. Pick them up. Yeah. The women, they see us. They see us. The women in the church can tell you who the men are that lead, that are leaders, the real leaders who stand up and lead. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Church of Christ. So what is my point? My point is Paul is not talking about women. He's not a male chauvinist. This is what God guided him to do. He guided him to write about this. And we must respect Scripture. Coming from who? It came from who?
God.
It's the Word. That's what we studied on Wednesday night. For those of you who are not coming to Bible class on Wednesday night, you're missing out on good study. How to understand the Bible. Understanding that your faith is everything is based on believing the Scripture. Faith coming by what? Hearing by the word of God. Now, you would have a problem with the Bible if you think it came from men. And some people do. Well, you know, that's men and they make mistakes. Man, you understand God that can hang a moon on nothing, can't control a man with dusty-eyed man that he made from dirt? You think a man can write something that God didn't want him to write? You belittle God. Yeah, you're making God small. Ain't no man can write nothing. God don't want. And the thing about the Bible, it proves man wrong over and over and over. It proves wrong over and over and over. So at some point before you die, you got to decide what you're going to believe in. You know, somebody was talking to me yesterday about somebody saying the Roman Catholic Church was the first church. Well, that ain't in the Bible. Well, it was the first church. We'll show it to you. And we can believe that. It came in 606 AD, Boniface III. The founder, go to Wikipedia. If you got to go to Wikipedia to find the founder of the church, it didn't come from here. Amen. Wikipedia wasn't even in existence.
Amen.
You got to go to encyclopedia. You got to go look up the origin of the church. You know it ain't from the Bible. Here's the thing about church. Don't fight with people who don't believe in the Bible because you can't help them.
Amen.
You can't help a person who don't believe in the Bible. The best thing we can do is help them believe in it. So it ain't no sense of quoting no scripture from a book people don't believe in. If they don't believe in it, you're quoting the scripture, ain't going to help them. They're just going to fight against it more. Well, what do you do, Brother Brooke? You teach them why you should believe the Bible. What is it in the Bible that confirms it's from God? Well, first of all, you got all these 40 different writers writing together. None of them made no mistakes. How do they repeat the same thing? I can start a conversation here. By the time they get over there, it's going to be all messed up. How did they do that? How did they know the earth was flat? How do they think the earth is flat and turn out it was a circle in the Bible? Amen. You know, some people don't believe it. If it says circle in the Bible, it says circle. If you believe the Bible, then you don't argue with that. It's a circle. If the moon hanging on nothing and the Bible said it hung on nothing, that means it hung on what? Nothing. You don't go back and scientifically try to prove that the Bible is wrong, which means you don't believe. Either it's right or it's not. Is it right? Yes. Bible said the moon stood still. Joshua 10. Somebody say it's not moving. Well, why did it have to stand still? Obviously, it had some movement, just like the sun.
Amen.
The Bible was right. God gave the word. God gave it. The Creator gave it. He know more than the scientists. And you, who don't believe it, is going to have a problem on judgment. That's all it is to it. I mean, because faith coming by hearing by the Word of God. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You talk a question in the Bible, I tell y'all like I did on Monday morning's conference call, I would walk in the room and my mother would say something like, if there's adults in the room, and she would say, don't you look me in my mouth. Y'all have any mamas like that? Yeah, and then she say something like, don't dispute my word. She meant dispute. Don't dispute my word. Don't you? You don't question me. I'm your mama. That's what she was saying to us. And by the time, if we didn't understand it, it'll be something happening real quick. Yeah, amen. Somebody. Yeah, she was saying, in other words, she said, there's an authority that came with her as the parent. So those of you who want to question God, you'll deal with the Father. You got to deal with it. Because that's why I say, you got to believe the Bible before you die. Somebody says, well, I just don't believe in one church. Well, you don't believe this book's right. How you going to believe in a Jesus you never saw? If the one church is wrong, what makes Jesus any truth? You never saw that with your eyes. Faith coming by hearing. We walk by faith, not by what?
Sight.
We don't believe because we saw it. We believe because it's written. So now you got to say, well, what do I believe is written? Do I believe that's Paul talking? Do I believe that's Peter talking? Do I believe that's John talking? Or do I believe what the scriptures say, that the Holy Spirit is guiding them? What do we believe? The Holy Spirit what? Is guiding. And that's why Paul, this didn't come from man. Paul is saying, I'm getting ready to say some things, but not because man told me to say it. And then in the end, and this is why, I got some preachers in the audience, understand this. The people going to tell me, you say, well, you shouldn't say it like that. Well, understand this. If you seek to please men, the Bible says you're not the Christ, you're a servant of Christ. You can't seek to please men. You know? So you can't be a preacher and let people influence you and not saying what's truth.
Amen.
Truth is truth. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, it depends on how you see it. Well, maybe that's how you say it. Maybe you may have a little point there, but you still got to say it. You got to say it, or you covering up truth. You know what they call sugar coating. So I have no problem with people having problems. You know, when you do what we do, because this is what Paul is saying. It's not because we don't do what we do because of men. We do what we do because of God said it. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That settles it. Then there's this other way you said, God said, and that settles it, whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
Right? Absolutely right. That's right. Amen. You say amen. It's right whether you believe. Now here's the thing. On judgment day, or when you die, and you want to talk to God about this matter, then do it. Because that's your prerogative. It just, he's not going to change for you. That's a point of reference. I'm just giving you some advice that understand it's better that you make a change while you're living rather than get up there and ask him to change for you. Because if the Bible right, I only say it for you who don't quite believe it yet, then he made a promise that he said he cannot lie. He's not going to go back on a promise. And he has no greater one to promise. He can't say, I promise to myself that I'm going to teach. He don't do that. Not going to say, I promise I'm not going to send nobody to hell. He ain't going to go back and say, well, you did, you know, I know I said that, but I didn't mean it. No, he meant what he said. And he said what he meant. So what are we doing, y'all? What are we doing? What I'm challenging all of us on, be Christian, be careful about looking God in the mouth. That's what my mama meant. And when was Al Dulce in the room? And we all be standing up there, and we look at her while she talking to some other Al Dulce. She said, don't you look me in my mouth. She was saying, I have an authority to speak where you don't have the authority to say anything. Because she was in a rule to authority position. And I respected my mother for that. I'll do my grandkids like that. I've done one the other day. I said, when I'm talking to Al Dulce, you don't look me in my mouth. You just get on out of here because you're being nosy what you're trying to do. See, that's what's the problem with some of these kids now. And I'm going to get to that here in a minute. I'm put y'all on game on some things here. But some of y'all are going to go to your children's funeral because of the way you are. Or you're going to visit him in prison. Because you do give him adult conversation. Yeah, they all up in your business. Don't more just as much as you know about what's going on. Now, here's the thing about it. Overprotective parent ain't going to like too much about what I'm saying because they're guilty. Until the funeral happens. Then it's going to be a breakdown. And what did we do wrong? Well, think about how you're raising them. Think about what you're letting them get away with. Are you teaching them how to respect you at home? Respecting authority at home means respect the police. Means respect the teacher. Anyone with cop killers? No, hold on. Sometimes it's not the cop killer that the problem. The problem was his mouth. He's running off at the mouth. Yeah, you telling the truth, brother. I know I am. Because some of these kids are all beefed up like they tough. We'll talk back to a police man. He got a .357 Magnum on his side. You a fool, what you are. Yeah. Don't talk, no. Man, you be quiet. That's what you do. Put your hands on it. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yeah. You ain't liking it. You ain't liking it. And I'm going to tell you why. Some of this stuff that's going on today in the world is wicked. It's worse, y'all. That stuff going on in these rappers, with these rappers and these rap songs going in these kids' ears, and the parents are listening to it with them in the car or buy them the CDs and let them download stuff on these phones. Going to, you know, YouTube, you can get anything unedited. I was listening to some of these rap songs, man. I said, how they let this just be legal? How can this be legal? This is nothing but trash. And whatever goes in, you say, well, you know, it ain't hurting them, you know, they ain't gonna do nothing. Nah. See, what going in here is being stored. It's being stored. You think, you start thinking. What goes into the heart proceeds out the mouth, but it's already in thought. That's why they say murder on the mind is one of these rap songs that putting that in that boy girl mind that I'll murder you if I don't like what you just said to me. And don't you forget it. Then when he in prison, when she in prison, they gonna wish they had never listened to that song. Yeah. So I'm on game on this stuff now. I'm coming up to par. I'm starting to come back up a little bit. I'm bouncing back a little bit. Just small, though. You feel me? Just small. Small. I'm just. And so y'all heard of Nipsey Hussle? Now I want y'all to look at this. Let's go back to Galatians. I'm going to show y'all something. All the brethren
which are with me unto the churches of Galatia.
Grace be to you.
And peace from God the Father.
Now see, you understand. There's a peace that comes from God to us that the world don't get. That don't mean we not going to cry. It's not a sign of weak faith when you cry. That's not what he's saying. But you have a peace about you that you can deal with life without being under pressure. Y'all follow what I'm saying? And so there's a peace that comes from God. And Paul is saying that peace from God is not peace from the world. Because peace from God is a peace that's past understanding. Then he says, who gave himself what?
For our sins.
Now, here's why the purpose of Jesus giving himself. This world we live in is filled with sin. He said that he might deliver us from this present evil. Stop right there. This letter was written then, and it was evil in the world then. Mm. And y'all, the world is waxing worse and worse. It's more evil now than it was when I was growing up. My daddy used to say it's worse now than when I was growing up. Every generation is getting worse and worse. It's not going to get better. This world is not going to get any better. And that's why Hussle got killed. That's why he got killed. We're living in a world that's evil. And it's dark. Colossians 1:13. See, Jesus came to deliver us. Colossians 1:13. Listen to what he says here. Yeah, it says, who has translated us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of what?
Of his dear son.
So there is power in darkness. That's the evil world we're living in. This world is evil. This boy got killed because he's in an evil world. He's living in an evil world. I was reading an article about his brother was there with him in the last few minutes of his life. And I think his name was Simeon. And he heard that Nip had got shot. And he left. They lived in the hood. So he left his grandmother, went right down to Marathon store, and that's his clothing line. See, he went from a real gangster in a gang to become promoting entrepreneurship. But he had made change. He had made change, but it wasn't enough change. See, there are some changes necessary in order to go to heaven. Some change you got to come out the world of darkness. And then, you know, when people die, everybody wants to say, he's in a better place. No, if you didn't die in the Lord, you're not in a better place. Talk about resting. Ain't no peace. Ain't no rips. I mean, I used to do that, but I was young. I said, man, a lot of rips die all the time. Saying rips die, you're talking about rest in peace, you know, R.I.P. I was just young. I was young and dumb. I didn't know. I thought Rip was a person. Rest in peace. Ain't no peace if you die in your sins.
Amen.
So I'm slowing down. This boy, his brother, had to hold his brother and watch him take his last breath in his arms. And he writes about it. Their life, where they came up in, how they seen all this stuff. It's one thing to see other people get killed. It's another thing when it's your own. That's when it hit home. See, so you got to think about it. So I put the, bro, look here. Your circle. The people you choose, young man, young lady, can be detrimental to your life. Listen to this. Life is not a marathon. Life is a sprint. Y'all missed the point. Well, he had an album called Marathon, but life is short. It's a vapor. Now you ask yourself, why is this brother, I'm going to say to the young people, Why is your teenage friend your friend? Is it because he cuss like you cuss? And you like him because he's your friend? Because he cuss and he ball like you? And what he'll be doing like you doing it? And to you that's impressive? Because those are facts that you like? You know, that's what it is? Ask yourself, why is he my friend? Because I guarantee you, if you become a Christian and start living like a Christian, that same guy that you were chasing girls with or cussing with or listening to the nasty rap song with, when you make a change, he ain't going to be your friend no more. He was only your friend because he wanted you in that circle. So some of y'all are in circles and you're going to get killed because the circle you in ain't good. What are you saying, brother? We're in a present evil world. That's what I'm trying to get us to see. Not only must we be worried about, you can start out in the world. And here's the other thing they said about Nip. And so, you know, you come up when your parents are not there and they're not guiding you, then you get you kind of loosey-goosey, you know what I'm saying? You get to kind of do what you want to do. See, if we go back to parenting like God told us to parenting, then these kids won't, some of them won't get killed like this. This boy shot that boy. They had a handshake on the video. Here's the thing. You got to be how you know, you're all beef. Now, you know, you're all beef. You tough. And you'll run up on somebody and start talking about what you're going to do to them, what you ain't going to do. Last thing I know, the boy, him and Nip had a conversation going on. And the camera shows he walked off. Next thing, this boy, what was his name? I think it was Earl something. Eric Holder. 26-year-old. Now he going to be in prison or on death row for the rest of his life. Two lives gone. He don't like whatever Nip said to him. He didn't like it. So he went and got his gun, came back, shot him, pow, 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 walked up on him because he had changed the entrepreneurship. Nipsey had went to promote entrepreneurship, so he hired felons who couldn't get jobs nowhere else, which means they couldn't carry no heat. So all the guys around Nip in his store didn't have guns because he hired felons. And so this gangster knew. Wasn't nobody going to have no gun in there. So he came and shot him, ran back, realized ain't nobody got no gun, went back up to him, shot him again, pop off, ran back again, came back again, pop, 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 and then he kicked him. Ain't no hustle no more. It's over. What are you saying, Brother Brooks? I'm trying to drip this sauce on y'all this morning. That's all. That's all. That's all I'm doing. I'm telling y'all, we got a little, next weekend, we're going to bury one of our 19-year-olds from this congregation. This ain't a laughing matter. It's not. And then it ain't all the parents' fault either. When you got parents who are not working together for the cause of the children, you've got to be, the two spiritual people should think about what's best for this child. Not taking sides. I'm going to side with the child. No, you see, that's not spirit. That's carnality. We side with God. And when you're married, the two become one for a purpose. And what the purpose is that we can put our mind together and we can do what's best for these little ones. They don't know. When our Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. That's why we have to raise them. They're not grown. They think they're grown. They still got a little fresh mind, young minds. That's what they got. They got young, tender minds. They think they know this stuff. They don't know what life is about yet. Because you leave on 18, you think 18, you growing and going, don't even know it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm spending a little time right here. I think I should do that. I think I should do this. Because I know some of you parents. You're not monitoring what these children are doing. And the pain gonna be on you. And so here's the good thing about me going to Little Rock with my youth is that they ain't at fault on everything. And they need to know, we know you're going to make mistakes, but are you going to learn from them? Now, you hear what I'm saying? So if something they're going down with them, I just met with them and talked about them. And what did you learn? Oh, really? Okay, good. So next time we expect better, right? Yes, sir. Consequences for our actions. Amen. We have to put in consequences. Now, my mom understood. I understood consequences. I didn't challenge her too much because I knew what's going to happen. See, they know they're going to get away with it. And when they know they're going to get away with it with you, they're going to get away with it in the street. They're going to get, they think they're going to get away with a cop. They're going to get away with another gangster. And you'll have a hustle situation where that other guy, because he wasn't as good a rapper, this guy, and Nips is walking around with what they call them watches, Rolex. He had a Rolex on and all his money on his. Man, look here. You advertising. Yeah, that's good. I think I did good. I think I did pretty good. World of gangs. This world is filled with gangs, criminals, circle of friends. This jealous rapper killed that boy. Now, he was only in his 30s. The kid that killed him was 26. Now, guess what? People in his family are suffering the consequence for his action because some of his family members done got killed too now. What are you saying, brother? This thing is a domino effect. And that's what I'm trying to get to my young brother. Hey, bro, look here. You can get your own mama in trouble. Hey, man, I'm talking to the young boy. You can get your little brother killed because you acting up. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. And then this thing started with one child, then he got the mama, he got the daddy, then he got the children. Then there's a consequence for our actions. Other people are affected by this stuff. There's other people affected. So what is the answer? Train them up. Tighten up. Take the device. Look at it. Get the password. They the child. How you going to have a passcode in my house? Oh, well, you can't come in my room unless you got a passcode. I wish you would lock that door. I'm going to pass the code, all right? Here's the code I'm going to pass. Pass it. The Bible says spare it. Don't spare it. Don't spare the rod. You ain't going to kill him. He just be screaming, oh, you're killing me. No, I ain't killing you. But you understand next time you try to put a passcode on the door, a password to get in. I wish you would try that. Lord have mercy. Man, that right there is a point that we ought to be all talking about right now. You know? It's some things that happen in life get our attention, the bricks that we get hit with. You know? You get hit with bricks in life. I'm gonna come back to Galatians later. I'm on the youth now, so let's just talk about them a little bit. So, because if we don't do something, we're going to have to live with the guilt. One thing about grief, when that child die, you got to live with that stuff. What you should have did, what you didn't do, what you should have done is going to go through your head. It's going to go through there. You can't avoid it because your baby gone. Your baby gone. I just tell my mother to say this. You don't get but one mom. I use that on my children. I use it on them my whole time I raised them up. If I caught them talking to Sharon any kind of way out of order, my first statement was, you don't get but one mama. And when she gone, you don't get her back. So I'm saying to the youth, some of you all going to take your mamas and daddies to the graveyard because of your behavior. But here's the good news. You don't always have to be like that. You can make a decision just sitting here today. Somebody said, well, you know, the kids don't pay attention in class. And kids ain't going to listen to no outdoor teachers. These kids, they can look at them in the device and tell you what all half of what I said. When I asked some of y'all, what you learned? You ain't going to say nothing. The kids say, blah, 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 blah. They heard everything. I'm talking about they can't learn. They listen to what they want to listen to. Amen. They hear what they want to hear. Amen. That's right, church. That's right. They hear. Don't you count them out now because they got the information. What goes up here can kill you. The information going in. Now, this is all of us. What are you listening to in your cars? Outdoors. I'm talking outdoors. What are you listening to? Is it spiritual? What is going in? Because the mind, you know, it's a long. Yesterday I have a song. The mind is a terrible thing. They were talking about drugs. Then don't burn them up with what? I think we're smoking weed. Was it weed, Alan? How do you remember that commercial? He talking about I don't have no idea. He know he'll smoke the joint. I was talking about I ain't never smoked a joint. Yeah, right. Yeah, how many of y'all done hit one? There's a couple of honest people here. Their brother talking about, nah, man. You know, all these saints talking about, oh, man, you know, I ain't never done. Yeah, right. Them teenagers, you know, they try stuff, don't they? Oh, yeah, we all tried crazy stuff. But here's the thing about it, man. For me, it was a 24-year-old in a coffin. 24-year-old little brother. And I get criticized for talking about him so much, but that changed my whole life. Yeah. A significant emotional event right there in the coffin. Why? Reality. What am I teaching this morning? Y'all, we are in an evil world. We are in an evil world. And this thing ain't going to get what? It ain't going to get no better. Are we going to either comply with what God's will is for our lives, or we're going to go along in this world of darkness? And what we should be promoting to our kids and to us as parents is start with us. If we're spiritual, then they're going to be more spiritual. If we're carnal, then they're going to be carnal. If we listen to worldly music, they're going to listen to worldly music. Amen. If we drinking in front of them, they're going to be drinking. You smoking in front of them, they're going to smoke. Why? You're teaching them. You're teaching them by your example what it is to be an elder and how to live. Just like these messed up marriages, y'all fussing and fighting in front of these children. Next thing you know, they get married, that's all they're going to do. Yeah, you're going to look just like daddy. Just like daddy. Daddy was a beater. Daddy was a cusser. Daddy didn't take nothing from mama. I'm not going to take nothing from mama. I'm a beater. I'm a cusser. Who taught him that? His daddy did. How the child, the little girl going to look? He going to look like mama. Mama had men in and out of the house. In and out. Mama shack. What you think she going to do? She going to shack. Men in and out. Mama talked back to daddy. Mama disrespected daddy. She going to disrespect her husband. Mama said, I ain't got to take nothing. No, man. My daddy already raised me. I know you did, but what the example you told her is that she ain't got to be a spiritual woman. Quiet in here. Let me go back up here. That'd get close. Somebody might throw a shoe. Get up on the shoe. These folks throw shoes at you around here. They don't like that. Yeah, you're talking about, you got to balance this thing. We got to be better husbands, better wives, and better children to have a better chance to make it in this world. What are you saying to the young people? Life is not a marathon. It's a sprint. And it's going to be over quick. You know, when death hits your home, boy, that's when you realize, Lord have mercy, this thing is real. Is that right, y'all? Yes, sir, it's right. Here's the good thing about God. God is a God of second chances. That's what I like about God. That's why I like Peter's in the Bible. Peter got, he cussing, he denied Jesus, and became one of the greatest preachers in the world. He preached the greatest gospel sermon, the first one. Cussing Peter. Got David, adulterer, murderer. A man after God's own heart. What are you saying, brother? God gave us all the opportunity to have a second chance to begin over, start over. And I'm so thankful that I don't have to live in my past, who I was and what I used to be. Because I know God said, your sin I remember no more. I can move on. I can be a better daddy. I can be a better husband. I can still work to be better in my future than I was in my past. We're never there, y'all. The only time we can say it's finished is when death comes. That's when we can say, this thing's over. There ain't no more shots. I'm trying to talk to young folk this morning.
And you can get right. You can get right. You get right by, number one, you start believing that God is right over you. You start believing that your life could end at any time. You start believing that Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary's Hill. He suffered on that cross. So you know he did it for you to have a second chance, to have a new beginning, to have something that nobody else can have, a peace that comes from God. You don't have to worry about dying in your sin if you're in the Lord. How you get in the Lord, Brother Brooks? Believe in Jesus hung, bled, and died for you. Repent of your sin. Confess him to be the Son of God. Be baptized this morning. Do it. Get washed in the blood. And then you keep coming here. You keep trying to be better. No one is perfect. Don't believe these halo saints. Every one of us need the blood of Jesus. And none of us can make it to heaven without the blood. We have to ask for forgiveness every day. Get in the water. Ask for forgiveness every day. Don't give up. Amen. Don't go back to the world. Don't sell your soul to Satan. That's what you do. Get baptized this morning. Get it right. And then you got the young adults. Man, you leave home and you're going to spiritual suicide. Yeah, running rampant, crazy, as if you're going to live to your 90. Regather your thoughts. Regather your thoughts. Put life in focus, knowing that it might be your last day. That boy is dead. The boy is dead. There's no more chances. And yes, young lady, young man, it can be you next. And when you realize that, you got a better chance of succeeding. And then to the elders, I don't understand how somebody can make it 30, 40, 50 years in this life, come and listen to messages like this, and walk away and look God in the mouth. Now, I'm going back to what my mama said. When you say, well, I see it, but I don't believe it, you are looking God in the mouth. And God is saying, don't you look me in my mouth. Your arm's too short to box with God. We've all sinned and what? Fallen short. Anybody questioning the Bible? You're too short to question. You're too short to challenge it. Either you believe it or you don't. But you will face the Creator. Yeah, but why I believe that? Because I believe the Bible's right. That's why I believe. I have no problem with that. I have no problem. So if you're here today, listen to this. This thing is not for man. It's neither of man. It's not for man. Neither is of man. And if we're going to go to heaven, y'all, all of us got to believe it. That means Church of Christ folk. Yeah, because you're in the church, God don't mean you're saved. You got to live right. You got to obey and then live like God told you to live. Amen. Don't no grand guaranteed ticket because you say, well, I'm a member of the true church. But are you living right? Are you putting God first? Have you put him first? Amen. That's enough. You got a song? So the gospel is the facts of Jesus suffering on the cross. If you can see him, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So when I lift Jesus up on the cross, he's saying, I did all this to get you out of that world of darkness. I suffered. They beat me. They hung me. They drove nails in my hands and my feet. And God the Father said, if my son died for you, ain't enough for you to come to him. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about this. Well, you should worry about it. But here's the way. Ain't no way to be saved if the cross don't draw you. There's no way to be saved. What'd I say? There's no way to be saved if the cross don't draw you. Because the cross will draw you to Jesus, it'll draw you to his church, it'll draw you to believe, it'll draw you to baptism, it'll draw you to communion every Sunday. It won't draw you to communion on the first Sunday. It won't draw you to the denomination of the church because that ain't no drawing power because it ain't in the Bible. The drawing power is the cross. Amen. If you're here today, you need to get hid in the blood. That's what he said. He will hide you in the blood. Hide you in the blood. What do I mean? We'll baptize you, bury you with Christ. Sins will be washed away, and the Lord will add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ. You can do that together as we gather, stand, and sing. If you need prayer, if you want to come, you can come to the front. If you want to get baptized, you can come to the front. If you want to just ask for prayers, you can come to the front and do whatever you need to do because God is calling right now.